One word can change your life. One word can make the difference between success or failure. One word can influence your today as well as shape your tomorrow. Here's our host, Dr. Craig Lauterbach.
Welcome back to another episode of One Word. In this podcast, I'll be talking about the pathway from the cross to the resurrection, a spiritual journey which was necessary to prepare the way for the world's redemption. A story that began with a miracle and continues to transform lives more than 2,000 years later. A historical event that can be reduced to one word, alive. The promise of salvation was born in a stable, launched at a river, and then fulfilled on the cross. Jesus lived his earthly life for only 33.5 years, using the last 3.5 years of that time towards establishing the foundation of his ministry. He called 12 men from a variety of backgrounds to be what? To be discipled, equipped, and then released to carry on the work that he had begun. People everywhere witnessed his miracles, his wisdom, authority, compassion, and much more. That's why the religious leaders, they hated him. Political figures were threatened by him, while the people, they worshipped and learned from him. Jesus had no self-serving agenda. His only desire was to fulfill the will of his heavenly Father. Everywhere he went, lives were changed. You couldn't remain sick around Jesus. The crippled, deaf, blind, and even the demon-possessed were all restored and healed in his presence. He fed the multitudes, raised the dead, and forgave sinners, giving back the dignity that they had lost in life. They had never met anyone quite like Jesus. You either loved him or you hated him. But during that short period of time, Jesus changed the world. Look at Peter. He was a rough-edged fisherman, used to speaking his mind, but was forever changed after one encounter with Jesus. Thank God for Peter. He is the perfect example of God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Yes, he had many fractures in his character, but Jesus didn't see what he was. He saw what he would become. And do you know that's how the Lord looks and sees you? Like Peter, you're a work in progress. He sees your finish line. Thank God he sees through his grace and mercy. From the Garden of Gethsemane to Golgotha, the cross was Satan's greatest attempt to stop the plan of Almighty God. The moment Jesus died, the kingdom of darkness thought they had won. However, they thought wrong. Jesus gave his life so that death could be conquered. The Apostle Paul, he says it this way, death gave way to victory. Can you imagine what the kingdom of Satan was thinking as they recalled the words of Jesus found in John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 19? Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. Wow. One day when I get to heaven, I want to watch that on God's TV. I can only imagine the countdown. One day, then 2 days. I bet the panic began to set in as the third day quickly approached. A command may have been given to fortify the gates of hell, causing death to increase its grip. But then, without warning, a voice was heard. A voice that shook the very foundations of hell. The same voice that spoke in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, "Let there be light," and now it was speaking over the tomb of Jesus. The separation was over. God the Father was calling his Son home from beyond the grave. The words that Jesus spoke from the cross had been fulfilled. It is finished. Then the one whom Scripture says, his voice is as the sound of many rushing waters, he spoke. And the words came out, "Jesus, come forth." that which was lost by Adam in the Garden of Eden was instantly restored by the second Adam, Jesus Christ. For the first time, light shined into the darkness of hell, and Jesus stepped out of the tomb, never to die again. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is living proof that He is alive. Well, that's it for now, and until next week, remember to choose your one word wisely.
Thank you for listening. One Word is a weekly podcast with best-selling author and pastor, Dr. Craig Lauterbach. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join us next week for One Word.